51, I'd like to call to order this meeting of the Senate Labor and Commerce Committee for Tuesday, February 6th, 2007. It's about 1:32 in the afternoon. We have members present, Senator Bundy, Senator Davis, Senator Stevens, and myself, Senator Ellis. We have but one item before us today, and that being Senate Bill number 59. And all members have their packets. The sponsor of this bill is Senator Stevens. And we're going to ask you to stay right where you are at the table and present from there, and we'll take public testimony. It's the intention of the chair to not pass this bill on at this time. We're going to hold it over today after public testimony, keep public testimony open, and have it back before us for consideration on Thursday. So that's the game plan. Senator Stevens, please take it away.
Thank you, Senator Ellis. Well, I appreciate your hearing this. Apologize for being a few minutes late here. Senate Bill 59 is an act relating to the use of broadcasting for promoting raffles and lotteries. And what the bill really does is level the playing field for Alaskan broadcasters. The current statute, as it now stands, prohibits broadcasters from airing advertisements of lawful charitable gaming activity. As it now stands, the statutes ban only via radio and television the advertising of lawful charitable gaming, and newspapers are free to continue to advertise the very same activity, and conduct the radio and television stations cannot advertise. There are several examples I could give you of how this works. Local church raffles cannot be promoted by local radio and TV stations. Boy Scout fundraisers involving raffles may not be included in public service announcements. And not-for-profit groups such as the Boys and Girls Club are excluded from promoting fundraisers involving games of chance by radio and television. Even various statewide fundraisers, fundraising events such as the Iditarod, may not be promoted by broadcasters, which really reduces the ability of organizations to fundraise. Senate Bill 59 is endorsed by the Alaska Broadcasters Association, and I'd ask you to consider supporting this bill, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Stevens. I'd like to note for the record that Senator Hoffman has joined the committee. At this time, we're going to take Mr. Scott Smith of the Alaska Broadcasters Association for testimony first, and then any folks here in Juneau. But before we do that, are there any comments or questions for the sponsor of the bill? If not at this time, Mr. Smith, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
If you could get a little closer to the microphone, just state your name and affiliation for the record, and then please go ahead with your testimony.
Okay. Can you hear me okay now?
That's better. Thank you.
Okay. My name is Scott Smith. I am the president of the Alaska Broadcasters Association, as well as general manager of Morris Communications in Anchorage, a commercial radio station cluster. I also am a owner of Kodiak Island Broadcasting for the city of Kodiak, of the AM and FM stations there as well. And in terms of testimony I'd like to make on behalf of this, I was perusing the materials here. They're very well written. This is it nails right into the heart of the issue here, which is that due to what appears to be a bit of an oversight or a short-sightedness years and years ago, commercial broadcasters had lost their ability to assist in the efforts of these various groups and their fundraising efforts related to charitable legal charitable gaming. And very much as was already stated, what we found ourselves in the frustrating scenario of doing is being unable to run public service announcements related to church raffles, any of the nonprofit groups such as Boy Scouts or Girl Scouts of America, and their efforts as well to raise funds, and even some of the very large things that were already mentioned with the Iditarod, the Nenana Ice Classic, etc. And I think it's important, at least on behalf of the commercial broadcasters and the Broadcasters Association, to point out that these types of elements are not in any way regarded as a large influx of cash to our organizations. It's an uneven playing field. This is one of the primary issues. And also it gets in the way of our ability to provide the community service we'd like to. And I think I'd like to go ahead and hold my comments there.
Okay. Mr. Smith, thank you for your testimony and being with us today. Are there comments or questions for the witness? Mr. Smith, this is Senator Ellis again. The sponsor statement materials talk about equal protection concerns, and you made reference to a level playing field. So I guess I'd ask you and or the sponsor, have there been any legal challenges in the past to what you see as an unfair situation? Has anybody taken this to court?
I can tell you that at this point, no, there has not. There has been the suggestion to do so, at which most folks have erred on the side of going through the legislative process. I think you can. I do have a historical timeline on the elements here, and there has been a significant length of time and several elements attempted through the legislative process to get this resolved, which have not been successful at this point. So the short answer to your question is no, the courts have not been invoked on this. And the more complicated answer is there are those who want them to be.
Yeah, no, I appreciate the response. I mean, there's no intimation on my part that you all should pursue a legal course in that expense and and time-consuming process. I mean, this is a legitimate channel to address your concerns and grievance.
So I concur.
This is perfectly in order. Anything else for Mr. Smith? If not, Mr. Smith, thank you for being with us, and we hope you'll stand by for other testimony. Next on the sign-in list here in Juneau is Dennis Egan, also with the Alaska Broadcasters Association. Mr. Egan, if you'd like to join us at the table. And just state your name again and affiliation for the committee notes. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Dennis Egan. I'm president and general manager of Alaska Juneau Communications. We own an AM and an FM commercial radio station here in Juneau. And I'm also a board member of the Alaska Broadcasters Association. I'd like to thank you for the opportunity to testify in support of Senate Bill 59. Senate Bill 59 affords a solution to the disparate treatment that is currently being imposed on Alaska's broadcasters by current Alaska statute. Alaska statute bans, but only by way of radio and television, the advertising of lawful charitable gaming or conduct. Newspapers and related media are free to advertise the very same activity and conduct that radio and TV stations may not advertise. As some brief history, recognizing the unfair burden placed upon broadcasters nationwide, Congress passed the Charity Games Advertising Clarification Act in 1988, and it has become became effective in 1990. Congress opened the door for broadcasters to advertise for a charity, not to conduct charitable gaming. The new federal law left it up to individual states to ratify the federal law. To this date, nearly every state has allowed broadcasters in their respective states to become fully consistent with the federal law. Not one problem has ever been encountered in the states that have allowed federal law to be the guideline for elements contained in the law. I'd like to point out that under the Charity Games Advertising Act, federal law prohibits the acceptance of any advertising from a business whose primary purpose is the conducting of a gaming activity, and that be charitable or otherwise. We feel that being allowed to announce the local volunteer fire department is having a raffle to raise funds for CPR equipment, or the senior center is selling tickets for an Afghan to raise funds for the senior center, or the caravan, or the high school sports team selling tickets for a raffle is not detrimental to anyone. Alaska's broadcasters are not trying to suggest to you what activities should be permissible in the state of Alaska. What we are asking is that all media, including print, electronic, direct mail, even the signs we see on municipal buses, have the same ground rules when it comes to promotion. Congress recognized this inequity with passage of the 1988 Charity Games Clarification Act. As a federal licensee, broadcasters are one of the most highly regulated industries in the United States. So we urge you to provide equity and give your favorable consideration of Senate Bill 59. I apologize for my sore throat.
Thank you, Mr. Egan. Senator Bundy?
Thank you, Chairman. I certainly believe in equity and for advertising. But the things you listed were more like PSAs, you know, the announcements helping the small groups. I don't think you're arguing that you'd just be allowed to do PSAs, are you?
Absolutely. That's true. And in fact, when...
And I'm sorry, PSAs service announcements.
Public service announcement that is aired free by broadcasters and the print media. But when we see a public service announcement that is paid for in print media, we can't advertise it anyway. If print was giving away a public service announcement or a display advertisement talking about a raffle, selling tickets to the Fireman's Ball where you get a free ticket to go somewhere as the prize, they will be able to run that at no charge. Broadcasters are not even allowed to run that free of charge. I mean, it's not a free of charge versus charging issue with broadcasters. We are prohibited by state law from even talking about it. In fact, there was a station in Ketchikan that was under investigation because they did, in fact, do a charity raffle promoting a, what do you call those duck things that go down the creek?
Duck race?
A duck race. That's still to be resolved.
Right. Other comments or questions for Mr. Egan? Mr. Egan, what is the state of affairs in other states then? You said it's the federal government has passed their law and allowed it.
I might check. There are only three states that haven't ratified the Charity Games Advertising Act. Mm-hmm. This was done, and most of those states, the 47 states, had ratified it by 1993. We could essentially give the same testimony that we gave in 1993. It's the same issue here in Alaska. In fact, all the information that we have is that old, and there is very little historical information from 1993 to present, because nothing has changed in other states.
Okay. Anything else for Mr. Egan? If not, Mr. Egan, thank you for being with us. We appreciate it. Are there other folks here in the Belch Room who would like to testify on the bill? Nobody else? How about anyone else off online or off net? I think those are our two options. Nobody else? Okay. Nobody at this time. Back to the sponsor. Anything else that's occurred to you or anything else you'd like to share with the committee?
No, Mr. Chairman. I think all the important issues have been covered.
Okay. Senator Bundy?
Thank you. A question for the bill sponsor. As always, it's wise to know who would oppose this measure and perhaps those who some segment of Alaska are very adamantly opposed to gambling come to mind. Who promoted the measure, who opposes it, and do we have any history why traditionally this was disallowed?
Well, in response, Mr. Chairman, it's the Alaska Broadcasters Association that approached me and asked that last year, actually. It didn't make it through the process last year. It got stuck along the way, I think, because we're tied up in so many other things. You know, I have not heard from anyone who adamantly opposes it. There's been no strong opposition at all to it.
Yeah, and I don't believe our committee's been contacted to date with anyone in opposition. But the word is, you know, out there, and we plan to hold the bill over till Thursday. So just to review, the game plan would be to continue public testimony on Thursday, to take any amendments, any markup of the bill at that time. Please get those into the committee as soon as you can, if there are any, and then to consider on Thursday the final disposition of the legislation, at least to consider that. Any further discussion of the legislation? This is the only item before us today, and I see no other folks coming forward at this time. So we will hold over the legislation, Senate Bill 59, for the next committee hearing this coming Thursday. Appreciate you all being with us today. And if there's no further business to come before the committee, I will adjourn us at 1:49 in the afternoon. We are adjourned.